this Rainy Mountain Cemetery from the book, The Way to Rainy Mountain.
Rainy Mountain Cemetery. Most is your name, the name of this dark stone. Deranged in death, the mind to be in hears, forever in the nominal unknown. The wake of nothing audible he hears, who listens here and now to hear your name. The early sun, red as a hunter's moon, runs in the plain. The mountain burns and shines. And silence is the long approach of noon upon the shadow that your name defines, and death this cold, black density of stone.
Do you read that now that you haven't read that in many, many years? As well, that must have been a pretty good writer. But it's new to you now, isn't it?
Yeah, some of it certainly. There's a whole revolution of things. They go round and round, and what swings out swings back, and so on.
And names, you make issue of horsemanship. And this comes from your childhood, because you rode horses at Hamas.
Yes, at about the age of 12, when I moved to Hamas, my parents gave me a horse. And I spent a large part of my life on the back of that horse for the next few years. And I got to be a pretty good rider, and it pleases me that I had that opportunity because of the horsemanship of my ancestors. They were tremendous horse people. I got to claim that part of my heritage in a real way, and that meant a lot to me, too.
Here's what you wrote about on the back of a horse.
On the back of my horse, I had a different view of the world. I could see more of it, how it reached away beyond all of the horizons I had ever seen. And yet it was more concentrated in its appearance, too, and more accessible to my mind, my imagination. My mind loomed upon the farthest edges of the earth. There I could feel the full force of the planet whirling into space.
What kind of horse were you riding?
My parents gave me a roan gelding, strawberry roan, as they're called, and it was a quarter horse, probably less than 1,000 pounds, but a wonderful animal. It was gentle. It was very fast and competitive.
So you were good in races.
Yeah, I was very good, or to put it more accurately, my horse was very good. I used to race a lot, and I rarely lost.
And the horse's name?
Pecos.
So this riding experience was an exercise of the mind, to use your words, and a phrase you use when writing about Billy the Kid in The Ancient Child. Why Billy the Kid?
Well, Billy the Kid is an icon, and particularly well known and regarded, I think, in New Mexico, where he lived most of his life. When I was a kid in New Mexico, I knew about Billy the Kid. People talked about him. I read the saga of Billy the Kid when I was quite young. So he became an important imaginary character in my mind. I used to play games in which he and I would ride out. We rode the range together. So he's been important to me in my life, and very controversial now.
As a matter of fact, today that we're talking about Billy the Kid, USA Today, December 20th of 2010, the headline is, Billy the Kid, Writing History or Rewriting It. It says, Governor Bill Richardson of New Mexico is trying to reach back more than 130 years to decide whether to pardon Billy the Kid, who historians believe killed as many as 9 men. What's the issue here?
The issue really is whether he was pardoned or whether he was promised a pardon by Lew Wallace, who was the governor of the territory when Billy was around. There are a great many people who think that that promise should be honored. Of course, there are a great many people who think that Billy the Kid was a cold-blooded killer who deserves nothing. The story may lie somewhere in between. You know, I think Billy the Kid was a lost soul in the sense that he was alone and led an interesting, exemplary life in some ways. He was very loyal. He liked people. He liked having fun. He was a kid. But he was deadly. Makes him very romantic, quite a figure.
Billy the Kid was an alias for William Bonney.
Which was an alias for Henry McCarty.
The promise was that the governor would annul Bonney's indictment in the murder of Sheriff William Brady in return for testimony against 3 men in the slaying of an innocent one-armed lawyer.
The story becomes richer and richer as you get under the surface. Billy did shoot at Brady. There were several men who ambushed Brady, and he fell. He probably was dead before he hit the ground. I think he had 9 bullet holes in him. We don't know whether Billy really killed him. More likely, several people killed him.
He was the only one identified of at least 6 participants in the ambush.
Right.
And so, eventually, the federal government, tired of the slayings and a new Governor Wallace, who later wrote the book Ben-Hur.
Mm-hmm. Having nothing to do with Billy the Kid, I trust.
Right. So, here we have Governor Richardson in modern-day time, December 20th, 2010, asking the public to weigh in on this, because there are those who say, yes, Billy the Kid should be pardoned.
Mm-hmm.
Family members of the sheriff are saying, no, it should not be. So it's an alive argument today.
Exactly.
Where do you come down on this issue?
Oh, I think he should be pardoned. I think Billy the Kid has been given a bum deal in some ways. He had his good features, and of course he was a very dangerous and romantic man, so I liked the idea of keeping the legend alive and pardoning him. It would be one way in which to do it.
Maybe it'll show up in a future writing. Who knows?
Who knows?